This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You better clutch your nuts, honey, because it's time for Squirrel Talk.
Hello, hello, hello. It's me, the one and only Hillary S., and I'm back giving you some more squirrel talk because, well, why not? I figured I might as well do some more squirrel talk. I did Drag Race UK, I think, last year. I had lots of my campy fun friends on, and I woke up this morning and I was like, you know what? I just watched the latest episode of Drag Race UK season 4, and wow, 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 wow. I loved it, and I decided I had to do it again. So, you're going to get another lovely assortment of my campy friends and, you know, everybody. Hopefully lots of people from Camp Wanakiki. I'm going to try and bring lots of people on from there. And also some of my favorite Toronto locals. Right? Oh, my goodness. It's going to be so fun. Maybe we'll even bring Selena Vile back on, if I let her. Also, did you enjoy having Vicky Licks back on the podcast for a minute? I mean, she's gone into a major transformation. Follower. Oh my God, is someone dying? Did someone die? Oh, I think that's just my crazy guess. I think they like chopped something in half. They're doing bench grinding. Okay. Well, obviously you've introduced yourself. So why don't we bring them out? The one and only Mizzo. Come on in, Mizzo.
Hi. Oh my God. Thank you for having me.
Hey, what were you doing? Were you grinding wood or something in the background?
I don't know. I don't think so. What do you mean? No, I played something on my phone to see like the looks, and then like the sound was on.
Oh, so it was like hardcore German techno pop. It was like, meh, exactly. It was very industrial. So how you doing? Welcome to the pod.
Thank you for having me. Been a long time listener, first time guest.
I know, long time listener, first time guest. Are you excited to do the podcast today?
Oh, absolutely. Oh my God. I'm so happy. This is such an accomplishment. In my career.
An accomplishment? You're going to wear this as a badge of honor? Oh, gosh. You're setting the bar low.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Okay, well, I mean, I know you from around the city, but do you want to tell people who you are, what you do? You do the drags, I assume.
Yes.
I think I've seen you. Yeah.
So my name is Mizzo Sweet. I've been doing drag for almost 3 years now. So, you know, she's still kind of a baby, not really. I think I'm still a baby. But, like, I was doing 2 years of it in the pandemic. So I'm just, like, really starting. So, but, you know, and I'm, like, happy to be here.
Yeah, and, like, you're really kind of going at it really hard. I think you've started up your own show even at, what's the venue called again? It's called,
The Painted Lady.
Painted
Ladies.
Yes, Painted Lady. And your show is called?
Sweet Treat.
Sweet Treat. And you feature specifically, I think, trans and POC voices, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
And non-binary.
And non-binary. Yeah. I mean, that's so amazing that you're having a show, and it's quite successful, I would say, right? Like, you're really
doing it.
Yeah,
it's doing good. Recently got a sponsorship, so, she's sponsored.
Yeah. Are you proud of yourself? You're very humble. Oh. You're very humble.
You know, I am very proud. Like, I can see, like, some changes and so, like, the drag scene that, like, I'm trying to, set. But, you know, like, only one person, but, like,
yeah,
I'm trying.
Yeah, we're only one person. We're all trying to do new and exciting things, you know, like, get away from the quote-unquote mainstream bougie people.
Of course,
sort of,
you know.
Yeah,
there's so many talents and different kind of drag, and I definitely want to, like, give them the spotlight.
Yeah, I know we've had you on our show for a couple times. Yes. We had you on, Drag on the Esplanade, and I don't know, stuff like that. I don't know. Anyways, you're wonderful. You definitely, what kind of drag person would you consider yourself? Are you a comedy queen, or a dancer? Are you a looker? Are you like,
I would say, like, I'm a Jill of all trades. Like, I'm not a comedy queen, even though sometimes I try, but I'm definitely a look queen and a performance queen. And, you know, I've been trying a lot of new things lately with my drag, like, I've been making my own stuff, and I've been styling my own hair, so I've been trying new things.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of hairstyling. It's coming out pretty good, I'd say.
Oh, thank you. I remember when it was just, like, so bad, like, 2 months ago, and then I'm just trying to be happy with the results, thank God.
So are you charging for it yet? Are you making the money on the girls?
Kind of. I'm doing, like, a little deal because I just started. I gave them, like, a really cheap deal for trusting me with their wigs.
Yes.
And then it gives me a practice too. But, yeah, like, when I get, like, really good, bitch, I'll be charging full price.
Yeah, you know, wigs are, like, the second most expensive thing in the drag queen's book. You know, the other thing is, of course, their ego. Okay, so, like, what brought you into the world of drag? Like, what attracted you to the world of painting up and slaying all day and all that stuff?
I've always had, like, an artistic side of me, but I just didn't know that I would be able to express this like this with drag. I came out of the closet as a gay man, maybe 6 years ago, and I was just starting to look to kind of explore myself. I kind of knew that I was trans, but back then, like, doing drag kind of, like, confirmed it. But yeah, like, just exploring who I am and just trying to live the fantasy, and then 3 years later.
So you're just, like, drawn to the fantasy, I suppose, like, living that life.
Yes. I'm also, like, very fashion person, I think.
Right.
So, like, that really kind of helped me.
Do you, like, study fashion?
No, I never did, but I have some art background. But I should go to fashion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. What about, you know, where do you see yourself, like, going with your drag in, like, I don't know, 5 years from now? What do you want to do?
I want to travel the world and, like, perform everywhere for sure. That's one of my goals. And, yeah, I just want to keep on giving the spotlights to people that deserves them and, you know, and, like, the underrepresented. I feel like as a trans BIPOC drag performer, it's my duty to make sure that we get that spotlight.
I have to say, I've always been very fascinated by you in that, like, I do get that sense of you. Like, you feel like a, I feel like you have, you feel like a duty. Like, you really feel like this duty to other people and service and stuff like that. What, where do you think that comes from? Like, your sense of duty to your community and, like, raising voices?
I just think that, like, the underrepresented just needs, this is like a beauty queen like question. You put me on a spot there. I'm just like, oh my God.
Well, it's not moment. Just like a I'm not forcing you into your pageant ears. But
I think it's
why?
Just like
let's get real. Like why do you like, does it give you joy? Are you just like,
yeah,
you know?
Of course it gives me fulfillment. I'm like, I feel like I'm an ate, which is, yeah, like a big sister in my language. So, like, word. I always look out for the younger, because I'm actually like older than I look. So,
okay.
But definitely, like I went through being queer. Like, when I was 22, I like really had no one to turn to, and like, mm-hmm, you know, so like, now that I'm older, I want to be that person that I couldn't find when I was younger. And I feel like I see that in my community as trans POC. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm there for them.
And just like live your fantasy and get that life, right?
Yes, of course.
So what is your background anyway? Where were you born?
I was born in the Philippines, but... Where? I'm Filipino Chinese. My mom is Filipino and my dad's Chinese. Yeah. And I immigrated here very young. Mm-hmm. And then I've been slaying ever since.
Yeah. Yeah. Dot, dot, dot. And now I'm slaying ever since. Born, yes. Now I slay.
I'm born to slay.
Well, I love the fact that you're also, like, really silly. I mean, I've always thought that you're a very silly person, too. So that's always attracted me to your kind of energy as well.
Thanks. I love that.
Like, if you could say one thing to, you know, like, a quote-unquote baby queen, even though you could still consider yourself a baby queen, like, what would it be if they were starting out in drag, like, today?
I would just say, like, hard work. Oh, can I say two things? Like, hard work and then just pay no bitches no mind, like RuPaul said, you know? Like, do your thing.
Yeah, that's totally quintessentially you. I mean, you got it. So, like, what do you think of... what do you think of being on Squirrel Talk? Are you, like, happy to be on Squirrel Talk? Like, is this, like, an out-of-body experience? Is this an out-of-body experience?
Yeah, because, like, when I was starting drag, I was, like, I've always been that podcast person. I've always been, like a reality TV person before I even, like, discovered RuPaul's Drag Race. And then, I just, like, listening for the podcast, and I was looking for a good one, and I stumbled into your podcast before I even knew who you guys were, and I was just like, oh, yay. And there, mm-hmm, and then I found out it's from Toronto, and I was like, oh, this is cool. And then I've been listening for like maybe 4 years now.
We're just so special. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
That's the weirdest, I think that's the weirdest thing. Like, the more stuff I do, like, let's say making a podcast or like being on Camp Wanakiki right now, like, it's like that weird virtual entity of myself that like is projected into the universe that like is no longer related to me. so it's like, you know, people like listen to a podcast or something and then they come at me and they're like, oh my God, you're amazing. And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know. I'm making toast. Like, I'm not that special. So, it's kind of crazy when, you know, you never really feel like you're doing anything affecting change. But it's really nice to hear, like, it kind of excites me. So thank you for giving me my fantasy, honestly.
Of course, yeah.
I'm a star in my own little world.
Yes.
And you're my You're my privileged little fan.
I just love, like, the tandem of, like, the host that you guys had. And then, like, it's just, like, very easy to listen to.
Oh, yeah. When I get to talk with Selena or whatever, it's so fun. Because, I mean, we've known each other for years now. And we just go off. It's fun. It's like, we go off.
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about Squirrel Talk? Like, if you could sum it up.
Trying to get other people's point of view, like other queens' point of view on how, like, the episode went, and like, I kind of compare it to my own point of view kind of thing sometimes. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Oh, it totally makes sense. Speaking of, we have this episode of Drag Race UK season 4 that we've watched, and we've decided that we're going to talk about it. So do you want to get into it? Do you want to get
absolutely
into the episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you think of the episode overall? Did you enjoy it? Are you enjoying season 4 of Drag Race UK?
Oh, I'm enjoying season 4. I always enjoy the UK version of Drag Race. It's just, and like, their drag is a little bit more elevated than most of the franchise, I think. And I like getting ideas from them too.
Absolutely. So, I mean, like, we've got like tons of looks and tons of people to get through, because there's like a ton of queens on this season. Like, what, 12 or something?
Yeah.
You know, and they do their mini challenge and stuff, but like, why don't we go through the queens? First of all, the Danny Beard walks into the room in this like Dom leather mask thing with a white face. It's almost like Got Mick kind of moment. What do you think? What do you think of Danny?
I love
with the mustache, mustache queen.
Yes,
the mustache
queen. I think it's the third mustache queen, beard queen on the franchise. And I hope that she goes far, because there's been a curse of, like,
of the mustache?
Mustache.
Oh.
Yeah, not making it that far.
I see Danny going very far. I think they're very, like, well-known. Also, like, they're from, I think, the same place the Vivian is from. Could you not tell? Like, their accents are identical. And obviously their plastic surgeon is also. It was very funny. I was like, I think, is this just the Vivian in a mustache? Like, what's happening here?
Oh my god, it's so true. It's just like a glass shatter behind. It's like, oh my god,
And so, like, at first I was a little bit put off by that, but like at the same time, Danny totally won me over, because so charming, so talented, and also the mustache thing is,
yes.
I mean, it's a daring thing to do the mustache in drag. What do you think of the gender fuckery in drag? Do you do that
that. I will one day do that, but I'm like not ready yet. I want to do like a king number one day, but
So then after Danny, we have to nut or cut her look.
Absolutely.
I will nut it. It's gorgeous. It's great.
It's great.
I mean, I don't know if I understand this white face thing, but like, it's still a moment. Like,
oh yeah, for sure. I love the whole look and how she presented it. You know, it's very simple, but also elevated.
Totally. And then in walks in, a baby walks in. Oh no, it's not a baby. It's a woman. It's a dancing diva with the ginger hair and like the, I don't know. Is it like sequin cutout kind of moment? What do you think of baby?
I love her. I can't wait to see what she brings, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Baby yet. I think she's going to be a strong performer. I don't know if the drag is necessarily going to be there. I think it's, like, okay.
Yeah, but I think she just started, no? She reminds me
of those queens that are, like, really strong performers, like Shangela, remember, in, like, season two?
Vanity Milan. Like,
yeah, like, brilliant dancer. People put them in drag. They don't quite know what they're doing yet, but they're very good performers. Like,
oh, absolutely. I can see that.
But I'm looking forward to see what Baby has to do. I mean, like, honestly,
well, she apparently is one of the top. Yeah, the audacity.
The audacity to just call yourself Baby. I'm Baby.
Right? Oh, I love that. Oh, yeah. I totally forgot what I was going to say. But, oh, yeah, apparently she's, like, one of the best dancers in London right now, right?
Is she? Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. See? Shangela energy. I mean, yeah, totally. And then Pixie Polite walks in with the lollipop and a beautiful... Oh, yeah, we have to nutter cut Baby's outfit. I'm going to cut it because it was basic. Yeah. I mean, I got a dancer, but I'm going to cut it. Oh, well. Sorry, Baby.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think I'm going to cut this.
Not that I don't like it. But we're just being really critical. Sorry, everybody. It's still good. It's a good look. Anyway.
For an entrance look, I feel like she could go a bit harder.
Yeah. And what about Pixie Polite? What do you feel about Pixie Polite? Do you like her little... fur heart jacket with the big hair. I don't like the mini dress.
She's very like, pretty. That's just
she's really pretty. She's really pretty.
I do really not pretty. Like this look, though.
Yeah, I don't know what it's giving. It's kind of like the Queen of Hearts, except slutty. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, or like a hooker.
It's a cut for me on the look. I'm not sure if it, like, really serves who she is. Especially since she's Pixie Polite. Why'd she dress like a slut? Like, I don't get it. Do you get it? Do you get it? I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Maybe she's a polite hooker. I don't know enough about these people.
And also, like, I think that, like, is that, like, a dress or, like,
I think it's like a mini skirt, except, you know, because she's a big girl. I feel your pain. It looks like a belt, you know, just as
no, that's not what I meant.
Don't worry, I said it. So do you nut or cut? Okay, work. Yeah, I'm not sure about her personality yet either. I hope it comes through, because
I think she's
funny, but I'm not sure. And then in walks in, I believe it's Cementy Drop. As a biker chick. Oh, you would love this look. You love this, don't you?
I love this look.
I could see you wearing this. The big spikes. With the mini dress and the midriff. Okay, tell me why you like it.
I love this look. Oh my god. It's very... Yeah, it's very me. For sure. And isn't she, like, Gothic Kendall's daughter?
Mm. Oh, I think she is House of Kendall. Yeah.
Yeah, Gothic Kendall.
Yeah. So
this is, like, an angelic, very kind of... I would say, like, do you know Digimon or something? Do you know that show?
Oh, Digimon.
Yeah. Do you know the angel one? It kind of is kind of giving me that look.
Really? But, okay.
Yeah, but a very slutty one. A very, very slutty version.
Okay, I'll take it.
With the helmet, remember? I don't know. It's just...
For me, I don't really like this look. I don't really understand what's happening. There's just horns all over this stuff. Like, I don't know. But it does kind of say who she is, maybe. Let's ride losers is her tagline.
She is a self-proclaimed look queen, no? That's what she's saying.
Yeah, but is this a look? It just kind of looks like
a look.
I don't know. Okay. All right, I'm cutting it.
Sure.
Work.
Okay.
We can't agree on everything. And then, of course, RuPaul's favorite look of all time walks in with Starlet, the Instagram sensation, the bedroom queen of South Africa. Yes, giving us glamour, glamour, glamour.
She
looks like she's, she's 12.
Right? Oh my God, I was thinking that too. I was like, she's like a cross of the Vivian and Crystal Versace.
Yeah, she looks like she's 12 years old. Honestly, I really like this look, but I also think it, like, I don't know. I don't know what RuPaul sees. Like, it kind of, it's kind of basic.
It kind of... a little bit, but also, like, it kind of ages. She looks young, but her style is kind of, like, kind of aged her a little bit. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah.
That style like, old glamour, I guess, but, like, you know.
It's very old glamour. Yeah.
Yes.
It's old glamour with a weird swirl. I don't know. I have something against putting those gemstones in your hair, too. Maybe it just bothers me because I like to restyle wigs, and whenever that happens, I'm like, no. No, don't do it.
For sure.
I don't know. I have to give this a nut, though, because it is beautiful.
Oh, yes.
I'm just not sure if Starlet's personality is really going to come through because she is very... demure, and I feel like she lives under a rock. Like, I think she lives under a rock, so...
I feel like she's, like, very sheltered, and she needs some, experience.
Yeah. Wait, but experience or sex experience?
Sex experience, obviously. But I will not this look for sure.
All right, and then walks in, I believe it's John Burrs from Ireland. Where in Ireland? I can't remember. Anyway, very like Madonna, black power suit with the coiffed hair. What do you think?
I am trying to remember what she looks like.
Exactly, forgettable. Totally forgettable. No, outfit is actually a little bit forgettable. I think she's a personality queen and very funny. I'm not sure if it just necessarily comes together. Like, honestly, the power suit looks a little big on her. And the hair looks a little too small, in proportion, like in drag proportion. But, I think it's fine. It's a nut. I like it. It's fine. Because I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward for people who are good performers, too. So I see a performer in John Burrs. Represented
what
Ireland.
Would that mean to, like, I feel like she has some, like, you know.
Yeah. I have no idea what John Burrs means. What does John Burrs mean?
I don't know. I just felt, I thought it was like something with John Bonet type thing. But
like
maybe not, actually. Yeah, John Burrs. I don't know. She's like blonde, right? Like all the time.
From this. Okay,
okay.
John Burrs. I was
getting like. I don't know. It's just me, though.
You know, let's just go with that. I'm gonna nut it. What about Black Peppa? Come on, Black Peppa coming in a full body cat suit with the hair.
And
also
face
a face. Reveal.
I was like, oh damn, oh my god, yes, I live for this.
Yeah,
obsessed.
I remember I saw Black Pepper's promo look and I wasn't sure because she had a giant goose on her head and I was like, what is this giant goose on your head doing? But walking in this like fashion fierce cat suit with the hair, like drag the house down, but then with the mask on, it's like
I was instantly obsessed.
Yeah, it's the perfect place where like fashion drag meets creativity. And I'm like, now I'm obsessed. I'm like, oh, this queen's gonna bring it. Like, I'm so excited.
I cannot wait what she brings to this race.
I know. Oh my god, I'm so excited for Black Peppa. A huge nut for Black Peppa. Okay, and then it's Jess May. Jess May walks in as Jerry Halliwell, except I don't know, the Walmart version. the Walmart version. Yeah.
Oh, that was that dude.
There's a lot of wrong things about this. Like, one, she's wearing Trixie Mattel's makeup. Two, the hair is not big enough. Three, the breastplate does not match her skin color. Four, the outfit looks like it's a cheap knockoff from Amazon. Five, she's not wearing nails. Like, I could go on and on.
I just thought that, whole app was just, like, very basic. And, I feel like if we had her, if we see more of her, we're just going to see a lot of red hair, of that same hair.
And if you look on her Instagram, it's all ginger spice. All of it.
Oh, no.
Ginger spice meets Trixie Mattel. I don't know,
one of the cast members were making fun of her eyebrows, and I agree. I'm so sorry, just me.
Hate it, but I'm just like, get over. No, like, no. Find your own personality. Oh
yeah,
well.
I'm just gonna get the same thing.
Just be someone else. It's ironic. It's ironic that she calls herself Just May, and she's actually more like Just Jerry Hallowell. Like, she's not me at all. Like, not herself at all. Anyway, I don't get it. And then Dakota. Is it Dakota walks in? I think it's Dakota.
Dakota Schiffer?
Schiffer. Yeah, Dakota Schiffer. What a cutie. She reminds me a lot of girls in Toronto. She reminds me of, Britney Spears. Cross with, like, Crossroads, like Jelly from Toronto, and so beautiful, so simple. This
She's
look,
pretty.
But like, I think it's really cute.
I will cut this look.
Are you cutting it?
She's
Are you cutting
pretty.
It?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna nut it.
It's just so basic.
It is, but I'm gonna nut it because I think it really just presents her as who she is. I think it works. I think it works. She's very simple, and she wears clothes well. Is it exciting? I don't know.
We'll see ya. We see ya.
But she's gorgeous. Gorgeous. And trans representation, that's always good.
Yes. That's why I'm just like, I can't really say shit.
Are you giving her a pass for the transness? Come
no,
on.
No, absolutely not. I cut her. Trans representation. I think she's the first trans woman to be on UK Drag Race.
I mean, who cares about, like, she's that is very true. But like, she's pretty. She is so pretty.
I just hope that we don't get like bras and panties all season long. Mm-hmm.
Just pretty people?
Yeah.
they're not all pretty. Speaking of not all pretty, in walks Coppertop. Woo!
Oh god,
Coppertop's got this ruffle blue thing that makes no sense with ginger hair, and it's not great. It's kind of ugly, but it is a moment. It's kind of like giving me like girl at school that her mom got, I don't know, frisky in the leftovers pile, and said, "Here, wear this to the prom." And she's like, "Okay." And she should have braces, you know.
Super true. I get. Oh god, yes.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and she looks like an Archie character.
And the shoes is just bugging me too. Like, why not go for a blue?
It's damn. It's like very,
she's
it's
wearing
like,
socks and like sandals, but like has heels.
Yeah, it's very theatrical. Like, it's very like pantomime dame. But like, this person does not know how to
style.
Go beyond that. Well, yeah, like pantomime dames have a peculiar style
taste, I think.
Yeah, which is not always bad, but I would like to see her do a little bit better. And then Lafie walks in with this crazy carrot boob situation and inches down to the floor.
I'm obsessed.
You must have loved this. You loved it.
Yes. I just love how like the colors just like really complements her skin tone, mm-hmm. and like she's pretty short, but I feel like she has like a lot to give. You know?
I guess she is short. Yeah. I guess, yeah. Oh my God. That's very. I definitely saw like care. And she's got. I love how this outfit has the two cone boobs, but it also has a cone, like,
yes,
cod piece moment.
I love it. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, so total nut. And then in walks the one to beat, the legendary Cheddar Gorgeous. Looking like essentially the UK version of Sacha Velour. Ugly fabric, but it's beautiful and acid Betty like and very statuesque. Yes. Very good. Definitely tells me exactly who she is.
I'm excited to see what she brings because she's a little older and like she's like a legend in the UK. And
yeah.
And like the legends that they've had so far kind of failed to impress,
right.
I feel like.
Right.
And I feel like she's going to be doing a better job to represent the older drag.
I think so, too. I really think so, too. Okay. Well, those are the looks. Oh, I'm exhausted. Do you want to take a quick break and then we can get back into the second
For
half
sure.
of this episode? Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll be back
Absolutely.
In just a second, squirrels. Au revoir.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And we're back, squirrels. Oh, what a great break. Did you have a good break, Ms. So?
Absolutely.
What'd you break into?
What'd you break into?
The bar?
Yes. I'm just kidding. I just had like
Not
a pop.
Again. Not again. You broke into the bar and just stole pop? Come on. That's lame. You should have at least got a 40.
Nah. I'm a good girl sometimes. Just kidding.
Oh yeah, sometimes. Exactly. Well, let's get back to some Drag Race UK. Ugh, we got tons of looks to get through. But I guess we met all the girls from Drag Race UK season 4, episode 1, and they're fabulous. And their first challenge is a photo shoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what they do?
Yeah.
Did they do a photo shoot? What was the photo shoot again?
Yeah, they did a photo shoot.
Was it like...
They were on top of a car.
Oh, yeah. It was like the Spice Girls thing.
Yeah.
That was the funniest moment when Jess May got up on top of the Spice Girls car. And it was awkward for all involved. Because it was like,
yeah.
Wow, you are dressed like Jerry Halliwell, except badly.
Very basic, too. I was like... I can't get into it.
I thought everybody did a good job in the thing, and then they started like raining on them and throwing balls in their face like usual.
Yeah,
like,
that was weird.
They love throwing balls in their face on Drag Race UK. They have a ball thing.
They do.
Did you have any favorite photos? Like Black Peppa, obviously.
Oh yes, obviously Black Peppa. I was like, that bitch is. Fearless and very flexible.
Yeah.
I could never.
She did the flexible, but then I think the photo they turned out with, just like her whipping her hair with a smile on her face.
Yeah.
It was very Spice Girls. It was very Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the
just
moment.
Like that happy
I don't
energy.
Think anyone even came close to like topping that. Like,
no. It's just like the Spice Girls exude happiness. And like, I don't think Black Peppa was matched at all. Everyone else was very nervous, I thought. And or like trying to be sexy or something. And it's like, no, no.
And Black Peppa was just like, fuck this, I'm going to go in.
Uh-huh. And then essentially, like, yeah, we obviously do all the moments of, like, the de-dragging and the talk and blah, blah, blah. But, like, we get into the challenges, which is the runway. And they have to do a UK, like, BBC moment, right? Like, a famous character from UK television. And they have to do, what is it called? Ru Are You? Like, a look that represents who they are, right? So, oh God, we got so many looks to get through. So do you want to just dive into them? Because otherwise we'll be here all day.
Absolutely. Let's just do that.
So Cheddar Gorgeous comes out as the UK BBC, I guess, like, after hours signal, like, with this giant sign. You know, like that blue screen that happens late night at TV? Do you remember that? I don't know if they still do that anymore, do they?
No, actually.
I feel like Gen Z and like Gen Alpha, like, will not even understand this reference. It's like, blue screen. Yeah. What? Television goes on forever.
I don't think a lot of them will understand.
Yeah, like, also, what's television? I stream. Like,
exactly.
which is maybe showing Cheddar's age a bit, but.
Yeah, and like the before, like the inspiration photo also looked very like 80s.
Oh yeah,
like, you know, like the graphics.
What do you think? What do you think of her look that she revealed into, like, this clown look with I guess print inspired by the After Hours logo?
I like it. I like it. It's very like drag, but also like birthday clown. So I don't know if you watched like Drag Race Philippines, but there's this girl that like was supposed to do a look, and then it was just like the monster look, and it wasn't drag at all. And I think that this is kind of similar to that, but she made it drag, so at least that's happening.
Yeah, no, I appreciated it. I thought it was very like, really camp and a total surprise, and kind of, I wasn't expecting it. You know, like, she definitely presents as a very fashion person. So, like, the fact that she immediately. Yeah. The fact that she immediately turns
to be wearing this dress. Yeah.
Yeah. She, like, turns it completely on us, and it's like, nope, surprise. Ha ha ha. I'm a clown. And that was great. Loved it.
And like, she looked exactly like the clown on the picture.
Speaking of Cheddar Gorgeous, her Ru Are You look, this glamazon warrior with an amazing headpiece.
Oh my God. I peplums, love this look.
Fashion, like goddess of the sun. Tell me about it. What do you think?
She looked like, I was going to say that. She looked like a golden statue. Like, I don't know. And she just like beaming sunshine. I feel like. Like a sun warrior, especially.
It was like a character from like Xena Warrior Princess or something, and it's like she's like the bad bitch. She's gonna take Xena down. It's like, Xena, you're coming down, and she's like, no, and she throws her chakram and like beheads her or something like that. Yeah, that'd be wicked. I want to see it.
I love that. I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with a lot of like queens. On this season, but I'm like,
So what do you give it? Do you give her two toots? Or not two nuts? What do we call them again?
Two nuts.
Two big nuts?
Two nuts, yeah.
I give it two big nuts, too. It was so great that she balanced the looks and showed, like, one total camp and one total fashion. Like, such a smart choice.
I'm excited because, like, I don't know, like, Jo Black, I was expecting a lot from her. But for, From Cheddar Gorgeous, I think that I'm gonna be satisfied with what she's bringing from what I've seen so far.
Yes. Next up is John Burr's Blonde, our Irish gal, and she's coming out in this blue moment with this hair. Looks like a river's running through it. I thought it was cute. I'm not sure if I understand the reference. I guess it's like Blue Peter or something like that.
It was like. Yeah, I don't know. It looks like those blue China sets. White and blue China sets. But
Yeah, I guess it's like Blue Peter, like that Blue Peter badge. That's what the Blue Peter badge based it on, like some sort of kid's show about Blue, a character called Blue Peter. I thought it was fine. You know, I thought it was cute. That hair was really cool.
I don't think the hair matched her style, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's clashy, but like in a good way. Like, I don't mind it. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not going to read it. Phil. Oh, what do you think of her other look? Her Rue Are You look? It's like that cut up soccer jersey motorcycle helmet thing with like Madonna hair.
I mean, like, if it's that's who she is. Oh my god, it's so shady. Oh my god. I don't know. I've seen it before. The look. It looks like a better version of Lemon's look from the design challenge.
So I mean, like
the first season, I kind of tried it.
Yeah, I agree. Like it's stuff that we've seen before. It's not bad. But I don't think it's not bad. Like it's good. I think it's good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
I'm definitely not going to say
the first look a cut, and then the second look, I'll give it a soft nut.
Yeah, I give them both nuts, but like not like outstanding nuts. Like they're fine. They're good. I'm interested to see more from her. I also really love the story about how like this second look was her dad's like motorcycle outfit or something. So that's really cute. Mm-hmm. It's sentimental.
I don't know. Okay, so I have a bunch of my dad's like motorcycle stuff. So if I cut that off, I feel like he would like yell at me.
Okay, talking about looks that I might cut. Lafie comes out as this bear character.
I love it.
You like it? I don't know.
Yes. I like the coat. It's just like I don't like the pants.
Mm-hmm.
But the coat I
like it. I just think it doesn't fit. And so I'm just like, no. I get the reference.
Like it doesn't fit her or it doesn't fit the look.
I don't think it fits her. Like, it's too big. Like, it's not...
I feel like it's supposed to be, like, a baggy, like, moment.
Well, if it's supposed to be a baggy moment, then it's terrible. Throw it in the trash. Goodbye.
Not my favorite.
I don't like the styling. So, yeah, no.
Okay.
But that's just my opinion. This is kind of a cut for me.
Maybe if it's, like, more... But for you, I guess it's like if it's more fitted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if like it's a bit more baggy for me, I like it.
Yeah.
But I do not like the pants for that.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, it's a little bit, I don't know, it's a little bit too simple almost.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I just don't think it all came together. Her other look, I guess it's representing...
Oh.
Some of her Chinese heritage.
Like luck, yeah.
And perhaps like her her location. I can't remember where she's from in the UK. I thought it was good. I thought it was something that
she's from the same place as Davina de Campo, which I don't know.
That's right, Davina's place, yeah. I thought it was very, I don't know, it's like one of those things that we've seen before, like this big kind of frilly moment.
She also walked like Kimi Couture.
I know, I was getting Kimi Couture from, I was like, is she just Kimi Couture? Did she just steal Kimi's body?
Yeah. She's like, that walk is very Kimi, and I'm just like, okay, I've seen this. But I will not this look, the second look, but I will soft nut the first look.
Yeah, this is a nut. It's a little bit suspect. I hope she doesn't do it again. But I respect it. I respect it. And then we've got... Oh, Sminty Drop coming out as a lampshade. Except it's all, like, 3D armor-printed pieces and a giant lampshade on her. And mostly just showing off her very, very sexy body.
Unpadded and no tights or anything, so good for her.
I think though she is unpadded, like I think she's still selling like the illusion, like it's,
oh no, if I could not pad, oh yeah, my god, girl.
Like it's still very much like the pieces are in the right place, like it's actually still selling a cool illusion, like I'm I'm actually quite living for it. Like, it's well done.
Like, I love this. Look at it.
And just the giant head table, the lampshade on her head is so camp. I love it.
Yeah,
huge sure. nut. Big nut. Big balls of nuts. And then her Ru Are You look, a giant beehive with curls all along the side in a specific way. Paired with what I would call a very RuPaul 60s long legs fashion moment. I'm not surprised RuPaul gagged over this because RuPaul would love to be able to wear something like this. I thought it was okay. If you take away the hair, I don't like the look, but I think with the hair, it's really cool in 60s and fun and you know, yeah. Pretty cool. Sure.
She is tall. Yeah, she had to like crouch down both times, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She also like having like more height with her hair, her headpiece, which is like 20 feet tall.
Yeah. So I mean, I nut this. This is a beautiful 60s look. Yes, I don't want to nut it because I hate her. She's far too beautiful.
She's definitely redeemed Gothy Kendall's first one.
yes, go Gothy Kendall, Team Gothy Kendall. And now we've got Baby coming out in okay, it's fine. I mean, it looks like it was bought at the mall.
Yeah, I think I've seen that outfit on Amazon.
It was kind of like,
and she just put like a little coat thingy, I don't know,
and like the long dreads. I mean, the thing with the dreads is like they're okay,
I like her head down, like outfit.
I just don't think the dreads look very they kind of look like cheap dreads, like not like Walmart dreads. Like they're not.
Oh, you're right.
I'm just kind of like right. I like a dread moment, but like those look like they were from Walmart, and I'm like, I don't know.
Maybe she bought the whole look from Amazon. Oh my god.
You know, honestly, it looks like a discount. It looks like a discount Bob Marley costume and a swimsuit. This is a cut. I'm sorry, Mr. Baby. But at least they're trying to express something there. Oh, but Baby's next look, this puffer jacket, I thought was really nice. This red puffer jacket look. I thought it was really nice.
Yeah.
Everything is puffer. Puffer pants, puffer jacket, matching shoe, nice coiffed hair.
I like the slut. She definitely redeemed from her first up in the slut.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, not bad. Not bad. Definitely a nut. Then we've gone.
She could go for a higher heel, though. But, yeah.
I mean, details. And then we got Dakota Schiffer coming out in essentially the same look that she wore in the entrance look, except in black, with a headpiece. That was very disappointing. Honestly.
She says that she likes fashion, but
does she? So far, it just looks like a bunch of pinup costumes from like AliExpress. Yeah. Like, I'm not convinced about her
the
fashion.
The Halloween store.
Why?
Or like, you know, when you get like a very
speaking of Halloween store,
of, like, an outfit from Shein.
Yeah, it looks like a slutty version of Catherine the Great. It's not great. And then we've got Dakota Schiffer's second look, which is an asymmetrical teal dress and a giant black puff thing on her head. Yeah.
I do not get why she has that hat on.
She looks like a discount Russian. She looks like a discount Russian Barbie doll. It's not good. It's fine. It's bar drag. Like, it's not elevated enough for this stage.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Like, it's not Drag Race material.
But she's so cute. She's
like,
so
people would
cute.
Live for that. People would live for that look in the bars for sure.
Yeah. She's so cute, though. I mean, I can't help but love her.
How old is she?
I don't know. She's four. She's 4 years old. I mean, she's four. She's like the youngest contestant ever, 4 years old. Then we've got Danny Beard coming out as Mr. Blobby in this mask moment. I love this. This is like giving me Adventure Time.
I love this, but...
Like the chubby space princess or whatever.
Princess Bubblegum. Oh, no, I'll speak.
Yeah. I don't know.
I will cut this look only because of, like, you know, someone else's look that she did better.
I totally disagree. I totally disagree with that statement, but I will take your thought into consideration. Danny Beard then comes out with their Rue Are You look. I was a little disappointed with this only because it was this. I thought it looked like the
same.
It was like the same look as what they walked into the workroom at. Like, it was fine. Yeah. I loved it. Great peplum moment. Nice headpiece. But like,
I like how she styled it for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's essentially the same.
It was essentially the same look. Outfit. So cut. But big not for that blobby one for me. Oh my god.
I will still not that.
Yeah.
I hate that this looks so much.
Just May is Queen Victoria. Just May is the bust of Queen Victoria. Oh my god, I love this.
Okay, she did it very funny.
It's so stupid. I think she could have got away with this look if she had not done Ginger Spice next, because this look, it wasn't perfect, but it was so camp. It was very, very funny.
It looks
just like those busts, those copper busts of Queen Victoria. It's so dumb. Mm-hmm. But you know I'm biased. I love dumb stuff.
It was very stupid, but I did not like it. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you're totally... And then just...
I like the humor behind it, for sure.
Yeah, well, that's you know, colors. Sometimes the humor for me totally wins me. Just May's second dress, though, with just ginger spice all over it. It was just a ginger spice moment.
I think that's supposed to be her. I think it's supposed to be her all over.
I'm so confused with that concept. Like, it's fine, but I wish she would do ginger spice well. Like, if she's going to do ginger spice, I wish she would do it well. I really love her personality. I think she's very funny, but, like, this is not great. Just May.
Cut.
So then we've got, after Just May, we've got Copper Top coming out with the soup sketch, which is, like, a famous sketch where she spills soup all over the place. I thought this was fine, but if you take away the soup bowls from the boobs, it's a simple black, like, Harajuku gothic dress. Like, it's nothing crazy, you know? Like, whatever.
It's good on her, though, but yeah, I get it.
It's kind of a cut.
Extraordinary. And then the second look.
I actually really like this. The ginger fag, Ulysses. I thought it was a moment.
I don't think that she needed the letters on the outfit.
Really? I thought if without the letters, it wouldn't look good at all. Like, it was definitely a moment.
I don't know, because, like, if you're really saying, like, what you mean on your outfit, are you really, like telling the story properly? It's like, I don't know. That's a good point.
You know, like, but she definitely feels like she's under the gun being called a ginger. And being, you know, queer.
The message behind it is pretty...
And, like, it's a giant orange dress with giant orange hair and a similar shape. And I get it. It's almost like a billboard. Like, she's her own billboard. I'm going to give it a nice little
But this
nut.
Is also her second look that she has, like, letters all over her
Did album. She? Where's the other letters?
Yeah, her entrance look.
Did it have her letters? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, maybe she just putting letters. I don't know. I think it's successful in this one, so I'm going to give it a nut.
I will give it a soft cut.
totally. And then we've got, after Copper Top, we've got It's Starlet. coming out in this, I don't know, pixie?
That's the pixie? Guest judges. I don't really know who that girl is. Like, the judge, but that's supposed to be her.
Oh, yeah, no, that's right. She's, no, first, before the pixie, she's absolutely fabulous. She's Joanna Lumley, like, as...
Who as, is Joanna?
Yeah, from AbFab.
Oh.
Yeah, like, it's a very popular character. Yeah. Anyway.
I feel like...
She got the reference wrong, though. For sure. It's pretty good.
Oh, I love it, anyways.
It's fine.
If you do that in front of, if you're impersonating someone in front, and the person impersonating is in front of you, that's some balls.
It's fine. I think it was okay. Good for her. I think it was done pretty good. I liked the moment.
This
is
like a spark of personality that we saw.
Yeah, with the with the panties and the little bitch girl. But I think she got, like Joanna said, like, the reference is a little bit
off. I think
she's
too young to, like, get the reference.
That's the thing. Like, I think she's a little too young to even understand the reference. So I'm like, maybe choose something from
maybe
your
she
own
found out that she's one of the guest judges. And she's
yeah.
Like, oh, let me do one of her looks.
So that's a nut, I guess. I don't know if I like this pixie look. Do you like the pixie look? That she came out tuxedo.
It looks like what she wore on the entrance log.
That's what I'm thinking. And, like, I feel like I've seen something like this literally, like, on Charismatico Dancewear or like literally shops online. Like, I don't think this is good. They liked
AliExpress
it.
Definitely.
I think she looks good in it. I don't think it's that original.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, for
this
sure.
This is a cut. For me, this is a cut. I'm sorry. Good for you, Scarlett. We're getting through them. Okay, we have two more.
Yes.
Pixie Polite coming out as the character, I think it's from like EastEnders or something, with the jacket, and she's got all the merch inside it. This is a great reference, done very well. With pants, wearing pants on the runway. Not for me. Good job.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think? For do you sure. like it? Did you like it?
I love the code. I love how, like, exaggerated it is, like, even more.
Yeah. You know? And then Pixie's Rue Are You look. Like, cut. This little sunshine thing. Yeah, like, I think it almost got there. Like, I think almost when she was
I would
presenting
say
it. Yeah.
It's a little crafty and, you know, I don't know. It's just, no, cut.
There's nothing wrong with craft, Eve. I think it's almost
like,
up there.
It looks cheap.
No, it doesn't.
Looks a little cheap.
It doesn't look cheap at all. It looks gorgeous. Yeah, right. Okay, count it up. Count it up.
I will cut this.
I am not going to cut it because I think I love the endeavor of what she was trying to do here. I don't understand necessarily why there's a rainbow, but and maybe
yeah,
it's not even
too.
A look.
Is she Irish?
I don't know. I don't know who these people are yet. This is the first episode.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to cut it too. I'm going to cut it too because why is there a rainbow? Okay, but I don't hate this look. I think it's cute. Okay, yeah. And then we've got the one and only Black Peppa.
This is
okay,
so
good. I think this is fine. This is obviously an Ida birthing look, with the classic Ida birthing hands. And no shade to Ida birthing, but I have seen a lot of Ida birthing looks, and this looks like an Ida birthing look, and I've seen it before. So I'm just not impressed by it. It looks like the same look as so many people. Denali wore this.
It's not the same
Pythia wore this. Pythia wore this. Shea Coulee wore this. They're all the same dress. They all have the same hands.
I like it, though.
It's fine.
I like it.
I've seen it. It's nothing special.
Yeah.
It's a cut for me. I like the other Mr. Blobby better. Personally, you can like this if you want. yeah. So it's fine. No shade to Ida, but I've seen your work, Ida, and I'm sorry, but it's literally the same dress over and over and over again. And then
Oh
But I do love this chocolate bar reference.
The second log.
It's such a shame when
it
fell off her
delicious.
Head. I didn't care. Like, yeah. She looks like a Willy Wonka chocolate bar where you, like, rip off the wrapper and there's, like, yeah, like, the chocolate is just, like, exploding out of the wrapper, you know?
Yeah.
It's so good.
And the purple color, kind of eggplant-y, Virginia look. Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, it was so good. And that headpiece, even though it fell off her head, that headpiece is gorgeous. I love it. And also, like, I know, like, it's just so silly. Like, I love how she is unafraid of being campy and just, like, mixing her fabulous drag with camp and creativity. I'm obsessed with Black Papa at the moment. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, me too. She's the moment.
I'm not even going to put salt on my food anymore. Just Black Papa. Well, we got through them. Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Well, we don't even have any time left anymore. We have time left anymore. So, what do you think so far? Is Black Peppa going to win the season, do you think?
It's too early to tell, but she's definitely a front runner.
Yeah.
You know, there's some, like, pretty, like, threats, good threats in this cast, mm-hmm. I think. So that made, like let her run for, like, what do you call that expression? Give her a run for her
money. Money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, I think we lost Miss Zoe. Okay, well, thank you, Miss Zoe. Unfortunately, it looks like she dropped the call. Oh, Miss Zoe. Her laptop just died, apparently. Miss Zoe, seriously. Anyway, we love her. You can find Miss Zoe on Instagram at Miss Zoe Sweet. And follow her and go to her shows and all that stuff. Well, squirrels, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the podcast Squirrel Talk. I'm so excited to get some cool guests, like from Camp Wanakiki and stuff. I'm going to start asking, and we can watch some Drag Race UK together and, you know, talk about Camp Wanakiki. I hope you're watching Camp Wanakiki. I'm doing super well so far. Two wins. That's right. I'm doing super good. So, you know, we'll see you kicking around old school. Until next time, bye.